Humble Beginnings. Keith Holdsworth and his wife came out to Perth from England as 10 quid migrants in the 1950s.
We had no idea what we were coming to. As we stepped off a ship and saw our future home, we were hit by the oppressive heat of a Western Australian summer. It was hard work in those days, and the summers were intensely hot. I'll never forget the look on the shoemaker's face when we asked him to make up some small boots to protect the poor dog's paws from the scorching pavements, or the sight of the dogs when we first tied their shoes on, prancing around, desperately trying to shake them off.
Australia's first guide dog, Drina, had come to Australia in 1950 with her owner, Dr. Arnold Cook, who had been studying in the UK and brought Drina with him when he returned home to Perth. Keith was only the second guide dog instructor in Australia. He trained with the British Guide Dog Association under Russian Nikolai Liakov, the father of the guide dog movement in the UK. Inspired by Dr. Arnold Cook's story, local Apex member Sam Clarkson invited Keith out to Australia to help launch the first guide dog school in this country.
It was all pretty informal back then. It was a case of picking up dogs from anywhere and everywhere. Labradors, retrievers, collies, German shepherds and kelpies, whatever we could get, and making the best of them. We created our first primitive base in Western Australia by lashing two old tram cars together. The dogs lived at the kennels in the local dogs' refuge home. When we got more established, we moved to 2 acres in the outer suburb of Belmont, with a small cottage for officers. It was hard work. We spent our weekends building fences and doing our own maintenance with the help and camaraderie of members of Apex. Thanks to many people pitching in, the program blossomed. But as the demand grew and more blind people put their hands up for a guide dog, we realised that it was just too expensive to service East Coast clients from Perth. That's when John Stokes, president of Claremont Apex Club, called Gordon Duxbury, president of the Apex Club in Melbourne, and proposed starting a guide dog service in Victoria.